Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Greg the Dive Master. You know, hosting Scuba Radio means I cannot lose my voice. Ever. Traditional eggnog always makes me puke. The fish love it, but the acid in the vomitus wreaks havoc on my vocal cords. That's why I created Gregnog. Gregnog tastes just like regular eggnog, but comes back up smooth and creamy, so it won't damage your voice. See, with Gregnog, I just add a little rum or whiskey, then I can take a little nip of Christmas cheer and still talk to my five listeners. So this Christmas, make sure you only enjoy Gregnog.
Take it from the Duke of Puke, Greg the Yakmaster. For the most nauseating time of the year, pick up a gallon jug of Gregnog. Gregnog, from the makers of Heinous Anus Scuba Snacks. Ask for Gregnog now at Dunkin' Junk, Booze and Snooze, Hack and Yak, and find retailers everywhere.
God bless us, everyone! Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Merry Christmas to you. We're kind of in that mode.
I saw some Gregnog in your kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, it's that time of year where you know, we have it out for everyone to take to hopefully get socially lubricated for the show. We haven't had a taker.
Hopefully you'll be able to keep it down this year.
In 3 years now. Yeah. But it is what it is. All right. So, yeah. We got so much going on for the holidays. We got a new movie. And also I'm trying to figure out ways to create some new revenue streams for the show as well, by the way. You know, I was thinking maybe we'd come, you know, leverage some of the products like Gregnog. We've made it we got to make that available, put it up on the website for people to purchase. Probably as a gag gift. Get it? See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. But I have a couple other ideas. We did launch one last year. Do you remember this one, CJ? Check this out.
This Christmas, treat your scuba-loving friends and family with something new. Candy canes that look like adorable dive snorkels. Introducing Scuba Radio Snorkel Suckers. Just stick these red and white candy snorkels in your mouth and start sucking.
What a ripoff. These are just candy canes turned upside down.
Hey, you shut your whore mouth.
Oh, man. My chestnuts. Bitch kicked him right in the jingle ball.
Worst pain there is.
Every Scuba Radio snorkel sucker is lovingly handcrafted by our magical diving elves from the North Pole.
Scuba Radio snorkel suckers, the Christmas candy for diving
Scuba Radio snorkel suckers are not to be used as a life-saving device, not for human consumption. If ingested, induce vomiting immediately. This is just a joke. What are you, stupid? Not a lube.
Scuba Radio snorkel suckers, the Christmas candy for diving f***ers.
Okay, we tried that last year.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, and now that I hear it again, I'm kind of thinking, that
play
probably,
it again. That's what you're thinking.
No, that isn't what I was thinking. I think it was a hit and a miss, but we're going to keep trying and eventually come up with something, popular that people would want to get for the holidays, for Christmas and that kind of thing. And then we could retire on the proceeds, but we just haven't found that special, dive related product just yet. That one, I think, had potential. I mean, even Brittany, the Aqua Gypsy, helped me out on that. And, but then she called us out and said, hey, these are just candy canes, you idiots. And, it was downhill from there. So did I apologize?
Elves, it's the elves.
The elves jingle.
Yeah.
Is that what sells it or puts it over the edge?
Well, they got hurt.
Yeah, they did indeed.
I mean, they deserved it.
I mean, we launched that at the Gomez Hilton at the Christmas speakeasy last year.
Oh yeah.
For the Christmas crap extravaganza. And ironically, that whole concept didn't catch on. So go figure. Yeah.
But the Gregnog probably will.
You think? I don't know. Brittany? She, you know, look at her right now. She's kind of, okay. She does have that look on her face. Like I smell something funky. But she has, she has to turn her mic on for us to actually really know what she's.
It's strange because she's not muted.
Yeah. No, she is. She's channeling Vinny Two Tanks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's getting shorter as she goes. What's going on here?
At least the candy cane thing was funny. The Gregnog is just.
No. Yeah. But Brittany has a. I don't know if it, she just has a thing.
Puking
about,
always makes us laugh.
Well, I mean, she's very sensitive to mucus and anything.
How would you know that?
Well, because when we're in the Galapagos. Vinny would come up out of the water, out of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
And he'd have a couple sea snakes happening. His sinuses would start running. And
well,
Brittany was
there
back
he
up.
Is.
Yeah. Vinny's with us. And he
it was on his cheek.
It was like, on his cheek.
Something about Mary?
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He keeps moving back and forth. I'm going, stop the boat. Stop the boat.
Yeah. Brittany's freaking. She has a phobia when it comes to, you know, mucus type.
I mean, I don't know if you call it a phobia other than like a healthy hygiene.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I've never seen anyone react like she did. She literally started gagging.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Discus.
Like, and I'm like, are you joking? No, I can't breathe.
We know Brittany's kryptonite now is snot.
Okay.
Yes, it is.
All right.
It was a chartreuse.
Yeah, Barry thinks it's funny, but it's not.
Until he was there.
Right.
Yes.
It was a chartreuse, an umber mass of gluey fluid.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I think you nailed it. And, you know, it's funny. We talk about this, and lo and behold, Vinny Two Tank shows up. The man of the hour.
It's like magic.
The star of the age of exposure. And, I mean, Vinny, I mean, are we going to have to renegotiate your contract with your agent after that little production, or how do you feel about this?
I don't know what we're talking about. Other than
okay, good. Well, let's just leave it there.
My nose, I have a problem with phlegm after, you
okay,
know,
that's good. That's
after I
good.
Dive. And
he
it seems like no one else
rockets.
Has the problem, but yeah, I have the problem.
See, true story.
He has a phlegm issue when it comes to diving. You know, honestly, a lot of divers do. A lot of divers.
Really? Because I think I'm the only one I've ever noticed on any
boat.
Not like
this. Not like this.
Yeah, I have just a full. Yeah.
It's,
Benny has a Roman nose.
Oh, okay.
Is it like half a gallon?
Roman all over his face.
Well, you know, I mean, ideally, the proper etiquette, if you do. Come up, you know, back of the boat, and you know, I kind of do it by habit. I'll like wash my face off just in case, you know.
Most other people do that, except Vinny.
Except
wild.
Yeah.
Well, it flows. So, I constantly try to wipe it off, but it flows so strongly that I can't. It just doesn't stop.
Yeah,
no, you do
Vinny,
what everyone else does.
In another multiverse, Vinny is known as Phlegm Man.
Yes, basically.
Phlegm man.
Mucus man.
Oh, mucus man. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
mucus
that's
man.
More accurate. Yeah.
Yes.
Phlegm Fandango.
Well, I'd like to think I'm perfect, but I have a few faults. And
oh, God, no. You?
A lot of mucus.
Get out, Penny.
Mucus man.
Yeah.
Mucus what? Man. Oh. Yeah, I mean.
That's not safe here.
And so, and I did have an anti-mucus device, but she told me not to use it. So.
What do you mean? What was that? Like
anti-mucus device?
What is
I wear
cotton swab just stuffed up your nostrils.
A thing I put over my head. It'll cover my head, but I just put it around my neck. So when I come back now, I can put it over my face and then block it anybody from seeing it.
Sounds like a choke collar or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I have something to do it.
Yeah, so Brittany
was deviated septum.
Yeah. Well, yeah, what do you think?
Why don't you just get on the surface, Vinny, and stick your head underwater and blow your nose?
Okay.
I do, but
I'm just happy there's a commercial break.
Yes, exactly. Kenny's getting a little nauseous, as well as everyone else. Okay, Merry Christmas. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.